We in the SIMBA consortium, which is a large worldwide consortium of BRCA1 and 2 mutation carriers, have now taken the world's collection of BRCA1 and 2 carriers. We have, actually, this analysis was done with about 20,000 women. We now have about 25,000 female BRCA1 and 2 mutation carriers, and I was just up in Cambridge yesterday, and we sat down all afternoon and worked through how we're going to do this analysis. It involves Doug Easton and Ancis and Antonio and people like that, and so we've really confirmed that there is a substantial difference in risks depending on the location of or type of your mutation. And so this is something that in the next 6 months we hope to have a manuscript out about. And some of the risk differences are really quite substantial. And if they do pan out, and it's not just an ovarian cancer cluster region, we find that mutations that confer nonsense-mediated decay, NMD, or other phenotypically relevant changes in BRCA1 or BRCA2 really do confer quite big differences in risk. Some of which double or triple an individual's breast versus ovarian cancer risk. And so I hope that with the very large 25,000 set of women and these kinds of analyses, we have the potential to identify mutation-specific risk prediction and thus, and particularly because of our knowledge of breast versus ovary, we may be able to fine-tune the use of oophorectomy and other preventive strategies in women who are at greater or less risk of a particular tumor. And finally, there's a lot of data out there suggesting that there are modifier genes.